Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hurts. Picked off. Intercepted, and now the ball's out, and Hurts ends up with the ball in his hands. He fumbles. Chargers ball.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Joe Buck, Troy Aikman, the call last night on ESPN. What a game. Terribly played, but also massively entertaining and compelling. I was going to say I enjoyed myself throughout, but I would have won both bets I made on the game side in total. Omarion Hampton went over. I would have won side in total if the Eagles had scored at the end. Instead, I lost both. We'll get to all of it in a moment, but we got to tell you, it's NBA Cup time. And today's NBA Odds Boost token from BetMGM belongs in the starting five. Use your token to get a bigger payout on a winning NBA bet. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. Just before we get to the totality of the performance from Jalen Hurts and the Eagles offense, the Eagles defense kicked ass in this game. Before we get to that, just the play where Jalen Hurts turned it over twice. You know, I'm thinking, right, before the show, like, how do I want to talk about this play? Where you have two incredible errors that occur right next to each other, right? On the same play in this instance. And I remember in my single days, when I still lived in New York, so this had to be 2014, 2015, I went on a date with the girl I met on one of the dating apps. I think it's probably just, I think it might have been like just Tinder. I don't even know if like Bumble or Hinge were around. I think it was just Tinder. So I go on a date with this girl and I drank too much. I was drunk. This is, you know, probably a little too drunk for a first date. And I said something. And it was not something offensive, because like, I don't do that. I know it was not so. It was something dumb, though, that I said. And she got annoyed with me. So that's the interception. And she basically said something to the effect of, like, I need you to apologize for this. Something like that. And in that moment, I don't remember what I said, but I remember looking at her and thinking, I don't remember what I said. And I don't know what I'm supposed to apologize for. And I just like looked at her and didn't say anything. And she literally left. It's the only time in my dating career that I've ever been like left on a date. And I remember just standing there and like she was gone and like looking around being like, did this actually happen? So you had the stupid comment that I made, followed by not being able to remember what I said in order to apologize. The football equivalent of that is Jalen Hurts getting picked off. The recovering a fumble and then fumbling on the same play. Femi writes, at that point, you ask yourself, should I stay out or go home? Oh, I definitely went home and probably smoked a fat bong to the face. Almost. All, I mean, I don't even need to remember to know that that's absolutely what happened. Because, you know, you gotta let's forget about this terrible thing that has occurred. So. I can't believe the Eagles lost this game last night. I actually cannot believe that they lost with how well the Eagles defense played. This was, and there's a Chargers conversation that we'll probably have next hour on the show because this will mostly be devoted to the Philadelphia Eagles. In a game where the Eagles defense sacked Justin Herbert 7 times and pressured him like 70% of the time in the game. He was under duress the entire game. And the Chargers only passed for 139 yards in the game. For the Eagles offense to not do enough to get them over the finish line when the defense does that is unforgivable. And we can blame disgrace to Italians, Kevin Petullo. Please don't egg his house. Like, people take things too far. Like, yeah, personal life, professional needs to be separated. We can blame Kevin Petullo all you want. And look, who would make the argument that Petullo's doing a good job? Who would say that? I'm not here to tell you that. You could blame Nick Sirianni. You could blame the offense. You could blame Big Dom. I would never say he's a disgrace to Italians. He'd kick my ass. At some point, the quarterback's got to be blamed. And this is not me, like, looking down at everyone being like, see, I told you all along. I'm kind of in this position now where I've defended Hurts this entire season. And for me, the worm started to turn a little bit after Black Friday in the game against the Bears, where he's terrible in that game, like objectively. And you know, listeners and viewers, that I'm a huge Jalen Hurts fan. I've always defended Jalen Hurts. I think Hurts is a big-time player. Super Bowl MVP. You trust him in the clutch. And even to the point, and I'm curious, and I'll talk with Femi about this, you know, when we talk about the Chargers later, when they get the ball in overtime down 22-19, Chargers kick the field goal. By the way, is Cameron Dicker, like, he doesn't have the leg that Brandon Aubrey does. Is he the best kicker of all time? Are we watching the two best kickers in NFL history with Dicker and Brandon Aubrey? The Eagles get the ball, and I'm convinced that they're going to win the game. With everything that's happened this season and how poorly he's looked and how bad the offense has been, I still felt like they were going to win. I even texted the You Better You Bet group, like, they're going to score a touchdown. They're going to win the game. They're going to win. And they didn't. And he threw a brutal interception to end the game, which kind of reminded me, You Better You Bet on this Tuesday, which kind of reminded me of the Caleb Williams interception to end the Bears-Packers game, a kind of a similar play, right? With the, it's not apples to apples. Like, this play got tipped by Cam Hart. Tony Jefferson picks it off. Like, the Packers-Bears plays was a great individual play by Keyshawn Nixon. So not the same thing, right? But still, kind of a similar play. The difference, though, between those two plays is Caleb Williams is a second-year quarterback that we can candidly make some excuses for. Now, whether or not he's going to be better in year three remains to be seen, but you can make some excuses for him, right? He played great in the second half also. There's no excuse for Jalen Hurts. None. Zero. I don't care that Lane Johnson didn't play. I don't care that Landon Dickerson's in and out of the lineup. I don't even care that A.J. Brown, and look, like, A.J. Brown had a couple huge drops on good Jalen Hurts throws. And the narrative, candidly, is a little different today if A.J. Brown makes one of those catches, because the Eagles probably win the game if that happens. He drops some balls that he absolutely has to catch. Hurts also missed him on a couple passes throughout the game. But it's still, we get into this spot, right, where we can kind of do that. And I could see a sports talk host or someone on TV saying, well, if A.J. Brown catches that ball, then we're talking about how, like, the Jalen Hurts was good when it mattered the most. We got to call a spade a spade. He's terrible for the balance of this game. He's terrible. He was really, really bad. And they even got the run game going. Now, it took, like, a fake tush-push to get Saquon Barkley sprung loose for a long touchdown, but, like, they did get it. Saquon ran for over 100 yards. They allowed 139 passing yards. They sacked Herbert 7 times. They crushed him the entire game. We'll get to Herbert and the Chargers. And they lost.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The quarterback's a big problem right now. And the stunning thing to me is it doesn't look like he's playing with like any degree of confidence. This is a guy who, this calendar year, won Super Bowl MVP. 10 months ago, Super Bowl most valuable player. And what it's been reduced to? He's not even recognizable sometimes with these passes. And I've defended him. I don't know how you can defend it anymore. Now, I don't want to bury the Eagles, although I want to. I want to practice what I preach. Because yesterday on the show, you know, we talked about Jordan Love and the Packers and how the NFL season is long with many twists and turns, and how over the balance of a 17-game, 18-week regular season, there are like a bunch of mini seasons that teams will undergo, right? Where the Packers had that mini season where they lose to the Panthers at home, and then the brutal loss to the Eagles on Monday night, where I came on the show that Tuesday and said the Eagles are dead. Or the Packers, excuse me. The Packers are dead. Cross them off the list. And clearly what we've seen since then, they've gone 4-0, and they look awesome. And I don't think they're going to win the NFC, but they're in the conversation. Like, they're back on the list. I'm not going to be so stubborn or obstinate as to be like, well, you know, like they suck then, so they still suck now. Like, no, they're really good. So it's not impossible that the Eagles can get it together. There's still 4 games left in the regular season for them to get it together. Do you have confidence, you the listener, you the viewer, that they're going to make it happen? A lot of people will point back to 2023 and the analog between this team and that team. That team obviously started 10-1 and had the unbelievable collapse down the stretch, which ended in calamity in the wild card game in Tampa against the Bucs, when they couldn't pick up a blitz and Jalen Hurts couldn't beat the blitz. And it was really weird, right? And then Kellen Moore comes in, yada, yada, yada. The Eagles are Super Bowl champions. The big difference between 23 and 25, this defense is freaking spectacular for the Eagles. And I know they looked bad against the Bears. They were great last night. Great. And if the offense can give you like any, basically, the defense is good enough that I still think their upside is to maybe not, we'll see who the opponent would be. I think the AFC is weak enough where you can actually still say right now, even if I'm saying that I don't know if it's likely, their upside is still to win the Super Bowl and go back-to-back. It is, if the defense is going to be that good. Now, you need the offense to play a little better. Are they going to win the division? Philly's 8-5. Dallas is 6-6-1. If Dallas wins out 10-6-1, and the Eagles go 2-2, 10-7, Dallas wins the NFC East. Philly, to close, home Raiders, and honestly, if you gave Nick Sirianni Veracitarium, whatever the Harry Potter nerdy truth serum is, he'd probably tell you he wishes the game were in Vegas. Because the first Jalen Hurts incomplete pass, the crowd's going to be booing. Home Raiders, at Washington, at Buffalo, home Washington. You might get 2 Jaden Daniels games and a Josh Allen game to close the year. Philly minus 1,100 at BetMGM to win the division. So still a huge favorite. Are you that confident? Hour one done. Hour two for you coming up on the other side. Odyssey Sports NFL insider Mark Schlereth joins us right after this.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.